Nathan Zagura here with a two-minute drill brought to you by University Hospitals. The Browns concluded their rookie minicamp this weekend as the team got its first opportunity to see all nine of its draftees, along with 13 undrafted free agents and numerous rookie tryout participants. The draft picks, obviously led by Baker Mayfield, looked very good for the Browns in this early going, and you got a sense on offense you could see the triplets of the future, with Mayfield at quarterback, running back Nick Chubb, and wide receiver Antonio Callaway. What you saw, though, was a group that was hungry, wanting to earn their stripes. And yes, you would have noticed the helmets, all orange, no stripes for the Browns, as they have to earn that stripe when making the team later on this offseason. Speaking of the offseason, coming up, the Browns will continue their offseason program phase two, but starting May 22nd, they will begin the first of 10 OTAs that will take place over the course of 3 weeks. That'll be the first time to see the veterans and the rookies all together in practices this offseason for the Browns. And then the big finale, June 12th to the 14th. It is the mandatory mini camp. That will be the last time this team is together before they break for the summer and then return for training camp in preparation for the 2018 NFL season.
Now, the Browns emerged from the rookie mini camp relatively healthy. There were two injuries of note. Defensive back Denzel Ward was unable to finish Friday's practice. Antonio Callaway, the wide receiver out of Florida, unable to finish Saturday's practice. Both injuries are considered minor, and they are not expected to miss significant time.
This has been the 2-Minute Drill brought to you by University Hospitals.